It has been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes from January 17th. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. And I assume you chose a new chairman while I was gone. Can we turn it over to him?
Chairman Nelson was reelected.
You were reappointed.
Yeah. For the next 2 years. What about your good friends? All right, Butch, let's go to work.
Why don't we talk about plowing the big ground for the guinea fish? Get that out of the way. You want to start?
Sure.
Well, you're the one that don't want to plow.
No,
here we go. Boy, you know, things haven't changed. I haven't been here in a month, and things haven't changed a bit.
Well, how do you want me to say?
It was just a few phone calls into this. We were plowing the Game and Fish's muddy feed ground in the Fall Creek, was it? Or did you just
down muddy.
Okay, so people were concerned, and that's about where I'm at with that.
Okay, well, we've been plowing it off and on back in the 70s we used to plow.
Mm-hmm.
We plowed in there lots of times, pretty near every year for feed and hay, because they're always either they get too much elk or they don't have enough hay, but end result is we have to plow in to get them hay, and sometimes down at Muddy, at Big Piney Muddy, we'll plow into that thing two or three times and get hay. So it's not an uncommon thing to go plow.
It's just a periodic thing. I mean, it's not like, well, are they on your plow schedule? Or?
No, they call us up and ask us to plow, and so we do it. Now, whether we are supposed to or not, this is the first time I've known of anything coming up that way, so that's you guys' call.
I guess my concern was we're doing it for free, I believe.
Well, we don't charge. There's nothing. No bills go out. Yeah.
And should it be a private contractor doing it?
I don't know.
That's I guess, as a board, we need to decide that.
I think I might need a little time to think on this one.
Mm-hmm.
So if you'll give me a couple weeks till our next meeting to chat and think and ponder and pray.
I guess one of my questions would be, when the Game and Fish calls you guys, they need it done now. Am I correct?
Pretty much.
So if you let a contractor, a local contractor, do it, would they be able to do that? Or would they say, we're sorry, we can't do that until next week when the Game and Fish needs it done today?
Well, I would imagine they could find somebody, because there's some contractors out there that could probably jump on something like that. Sure.
Butch, I can give a little background about this year's situation. I think, did John kind of brief you, Tom, on mm-hmm. the history of the thing, mm-hmm. which I asked him if he would.
And he was okay with whichever way we went.
Yeah.
He said it'd be fine with them to contract it out. He didn't have a problem with that. I'm just following up on it because
They don't have a choice with either contract or they don't do the
right.
Don't get hay into the elk.
Well, they probably need to make room for that in their budget. They probably need to know that they're going to contract it before the winter.
We can't drop the axe this year.
Yeah.
But if we're going to, they need to plan ahead for their next budget season.
Okay.
So.
Well, that makes sense.
I can see both sides of the argument completely.
Yeah. Well, it isn't like they keep it open for them or anything.
No.
They just poke a hole through there so they can get done whatever they're doing, and then it'll blow in again, and they have to snow machine.
Sometimes it gets pretty tough.
I asked Billy to throw some dollar numbers at it. Did that happen?
I think it's in the paper.
I've got a paper. It was like $3,000.
$3,000 for that one.
Something like that.
No, $4,595.
That's it.
So, I don't know. It's open for discussion.
He put them other roads down. He's got copies.
Yeah,
of
I've got
on
copies of
all
that.
Talked about
all that stuff.
Willow Lake, Newport.
How do you feel about it, Butch? Take that.
To do the plow for the Game Fish. Yeah.
I think most of the time it works for you because you're not swamped. But this winter you were swamped.
Well, yeah, it's there's always plenty to do. Mm-hmm. I'm doing that. that stuff, but I don't really care one way or another. We've always done it. I never questioned it.
Well, I think, as Chairman Nelson said, we need a little time to ponder it. We're in a situation that's not going to change this year. They do have to have a decision for their budget making for next year, but maybe that's something we can think about and address it next meeting.
Yeah.
I agree.
Absolutely.
Unless the wolves blow the elk off of. There's been times when the wolves come in and move all the elk from one feed ground to another, and then all at once they don't have hay. Mm-hmm. And they're in a tight to get hay in. That's happened.
That's mostly it, is just if they run out of hay, isn't it? Because don't they sled in and out?
They normally sled in and out.
Yeah.
In this case, in Boulder, what they're doing is they're bleeding elk. They're doing it today.
Oh. Gotcha.
And they're hauling off those seropositive cows. In my mind, it's a win-win for the ag industry to get rid of those damn hot elk that are going to give us brucellosis.
Right.
But they're getting rid of 20 head of them, and last year they did it too. They're hauling them to somewhere in Colorado, to a research facility, and they put them in a confined environment, and they let those hot elk aboard and expose clean elk.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to learn more about the disease and how to control it.
Interesting.
So it's a research project. But
okay.
The win-win for us, the ag community in the county, we reduce the risk of getting brucellosis and having the whole county come under quarantine.
Yeah.
Which is very costly.
As far as the ag community, absolutely. I can see the benefit here.
So that's my reasoning for that one particular.
So basically, they needed to plow it so they could get those elk out.
So they get those elk out.
Okay.
So they get those hot elk out.
All right. Well, that makes sense.
And the interagency goodwill, so to speak, is there.
Mm-hmm. And we've done other projects with agencies also. But let's take a couple weeks to think about this.
Yep. That's fine. Bondurant, for instance, they're getting wolves to run a lot of them elk out, and they're running down into cows. Game fish have to just go down and shoot them because they're too weak to push them back up through the snow to get them back there. They can't make them. So,
we finally got
this snow is going to put an end to a lot of animals.
Yeah,
because it's going to crust up, and it's going to be tough digging.
It's going to be rough on the animals this year. Yeah. All right. What else you got, Butch?
It's been snowing.
Really? Has the snow machine budget taken a hit this year, Butch?
Well, I don't have a snow machine, but
yeah.
The parking lots are kind of a pain.
Yeah.
Take that over private if you want.
While we're on that subject, I have received probably a half a dozen kudos from constituents for Road and Bridge on snow removal. Everybody knows how tough this winter has been, and they have contacted me and expressed their gratitude for the work that Road and Bridge is doing.
Well, they're busy, no doubt.
Yeah.
And I add that, I mentioned that to Butch earlier, several people have said what a great job the guys are doing keeping things open and understanding how difficult it is.
Yep.
I'd hate to be one of those plow drivers some of these days, and I can't. I can be 10 minutes after the plow and I can't see in my tractor to get up the Dan County Road to feed my cows. I can't see. The visibility is so bad, you just can't see anything.
It's all over that way.
Yeah. The boys are doing a good job, Butch.
Okay.
Is that it?
That's it for me.
Really?
Yeah. Butch.
He's got some.
I got a couple things. But you weren't getting ready to leave, were you?
I was trying to.
I talked to the Forest Service this morning about an easement to that Bondo pit from the road up there. And they said there's a simple form. They said just have the county fill that form out and that'll start the process.
Real Verde did. There's Zion. They've done that.
Okay, well, then you're one jump ahead of me. And,
and
the feedback I got, they didn't think it was any big issue.
No, hope not.
you might.
That'll make a better access to that pit for sure.
You might just follow up then.
Yeah, you know, that. Just to add to that, I think we put the plan, the whole plan together, and they were just wanting to see the paper plan. We didn't officially fill out the application form.
They want to see something on a map.
Transportation application.
Okay.
And that sounded pretty simple. And then in regards to an easement on the Skyline Drive Road, what I got from BLM this morning was they're kind of waiting for us to go through the process to make it a county road. Forest Service says they're working on what they need to do to complete that job, and that they would be getting a hold of Rio Verde when they're ready. So we're getting kind of two different answers on what needs to be done there. But I don't think we can't prepare a resolution for an easement until we have a legal description. And
we have to have an easement, and we have to have a plat.
So
and the resolution is live.
I guess I'd suggest Rio Verde to follow up on that with BLM.
Can they put something about making sure they get rid of the rock, some kind of a
we could draft whatever language we want to draft, I guess, and suggest it to them. And I
see if
why don't you get with Rio Verde, Butch?
Yeah, I don't care how they get rid of them, but get rid of
well, then there needs to be some kind of plan somewhere to deal with it.
Yeah, we're going to end up.
Or we'll end up being in our way. Yeah.
Just to get everybody up to speed on where we started on this project, because it is a central federal lands project, you know, generally when we go through this process, we do like an SF-299 application for BLM to say, we need this much permanent easement, this much construction easement. So we went through that process, and then central federal lands came through and said, we don't need any of these forms. We're going to attain an easement, you know, 200 feet wide through this entire project. And we had Bill Wadsworth from the BLM in here just saying, you know, it's above my head if they can just trump the agency like that. And they wouldn't move forward with construction without having those easements in place, which have already been drafted. You've already written them. The legal descriptions are done. And we have basically a plat put together. But what I intend to do is just contact the Central Federal Lands and see what they have that we can record in the courthouse, I think. So before we jump into doing any applications with BLM or the Forest Service, it's seeing what we have in place already. And that's kind of where we're at. I mean, I haven't seen anything. I mean, I have the stamped documents for, you know, what we prepared, but that's it. We don't have anything recorded yet. That's the next step.
Well, Forest Service basically said they'd be getting a hold of us. So, the BLM, they're saying, well, we're ready. We're waiting for you to show us what you have there, I guess. It's the way I took it. In addition, I did follow up. I talked to Converse County Commissioner Jim Willicks, who's on the committee that decides those grants, the grant we got to do that job. And there was apparently some misunderstanding with some of the project people that were under the impression that we were asking for some of that leftover money to be put on the shelf and obligated for maintenance, which they do not do. And I don't think it was ever our intent to ask for maintenance money. The way I explained it to Jim, I said there was at least one soft spot. There was some shoulders that when they finished up there, they were some of them were steep, some of them were too wet to really make a determination if they were adequate or not. And we would like that money, if possible, to be available to address that after the winter and when it dries out next year. And he said, if that's the case, that's a whole different story. He said, I think that might be doable. And he said he would make some phone calls and get back to me. And I kind of indicated to him that whatever his answer is, you know, we'll go with his answer. It wasn't our project. It was Central Federal Lands Project, and he's part of that committee to give the grant. So he's following up. But he thinks he might be able to get some of that designated to do the things that we think are going to have to be done.
Okay.
But it's not maintenance. It'll be considered warranty work.
Yeah.
So, kind of waiting to hear from him. Does that answer your question, Matt?
It does, yeah.
Okay.
So if you need me to do anything in the meantime, just let me
know. Yeah, if something comes up, I'll call you.
And I'd recommend paying the bill. I think the contractor should be paid. And it sounds like Central Meadowlands is happy with the project, so I don't want to see the contractor not get paid in timely fashion.
That's my recommendation as well. So if everybody's agreeable. Is there an invoice in our pile today for that?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, we have a bill from Central Federal Lands for $229,000. That is not the payoff for the contract. We still have probably another $70,000-$80,000 left to pay, but that would pay them through October, which is the lion's share of the contract and the work. They were out of here in October, so there's one final payment that we'll probably have here in the next month or so. But
okay.
Well, that's all I have to
do. But you recommend that we go ahead and pay that in the meantime, and then just see what comes out.
That payment is money due from the county anyway.
Right.
It's part of our match.
It's part of our match money. Okay. And the money that they're talking about is the money that was saved in the project that didn't get spent.
Okay.
And, we're asking if it could be available for some warranty work.
Under budget.
It's under budget money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Anything further?
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman. Thank
you. Skyler, how about you?
I had something that I was working on to show you, but I didn't get it finished.
Oh, good.
In time for today's meeting.
So next meeting.
If it's all right, next meeting.
That'd be just fine.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Dan, have you got something for us this morning?
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
What I've got is an adjustment to the agreement for the Woods Wardell Bridge that came in. We finished that project, and we were right on the bid price, very close. But what the problem is that the only initial agreement we had was from 2007, and we've exceeded that agreement by more than 20%. So I've got two copies of this agreement that I need to get signed that brings the cost up to the final cost for that project.
What's the difference we're looking at here, Dan?
Well, from the first agreement to this agreement was $1,812,126. But that's the total cost, not just the county's cost. The county's cost, pretty close, is with the new agreement will be about $266,780. And my understanding from Cheyenne is that they have not billed approximately $60,000 for this project at this time. So there's about $60,000 that they will bill after the agreement gets signed.
So you're saying that the $266,000 figure is about 20% more than the figure that came from 2007?
No, it's more than 20% more, and I do not happen to have a sheet here that tells me that. But the 2007 agreement was 9.51% of $993,000, but the overall cost of the project to the county is 9.51% of $2,805,000.
$805,261.
Mr. Chairman, we probably agreed to that at the time of bid award.
Yes, there was a signed paper agreeing with the bid.
Okay, we agreed to that in 2007. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, when they awarded the bid.
Oh, when they awarded the bid.
About 2012 or so.
Yeah, because the bid was more than what the original estimate was, the original agreement.
Yes.
So Mary, didn't this...
And we have it at 9.5.
Didn't this come out of the county road fund
project
money?
No, not the county road fund.
Not the budget money, but the county road fund that we get from YDOT.
No.
It doesn't come out of that?
It comes out of our budget.
Okay.
But we have the 9.1 budgeted.
Right.
The money's in place, but Dan is explaining that the price of the project changed.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So it's 9.51 of $2.8 million.
Correct.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the agreement and get it finished.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we, I guess this is this a change order? What do we call this?
It's an amendment to the cooperative agreement. So I guess it could be considered a change order.
Well, I like the amendment to the cooperative
amendment
treatment.
Adjustment.
I like that. Same thing, though.
Yeah, and I did manage to bring a copy of the letter of concurrence, too.
Okay. Explain to me one more time the $60,000. Is that on top of what we're...
No, that's how much they said they have not yet billed the county for the work.
Okay, so have we paid up to this point the rest of that?
That's my understanding.
Yeah, we've paid right at $200,000.
Okay, I see. So the $60,000 brings us up to what the project cost was.
Yes.
Okay, I got you. I think I'm on the right page. So we paid $200,000 as it is right now, and we still owe up to $60,000 on this.
Yes.
Okay. All right. It's been moved and seconded that we agree to the amendment to the cooperative arrangement. Further discussion, gentlemen.
I guess being we're the new guys, we kind of got to go from Joel and Andy's perspective here.
Sure. Well, the original price was set in 2007, is that right?
Yeah, that was the original estimate.
Yeah, so I can see how the estimate would change between 2007 and 2017. So.
And basically, it went from 900,000 to 2.8.
Is that correct?
From 2007?
Yeah.
And we agreed to 9.51% of the 2.8. We've already covered that. Basically, we need to catch up to $60,000 to come out with. That's the adjustment to the agreement.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
The state paid most of that. It was a Brose project.
Right.
Yeah. I thought I had forgot this, but here's an example. This is the breakdown of the costs for you guys to look at.
So as a sideline, Mary, how much money do we have sitting in that county road fund? It's just kind of there.
I just have some leverage right here.
Cool.
I can tell you. $6.7 million.
Somehow I had it in my head that this was a kind of a project that could be used for.
So Dan, just as a side note, being there,
probably not.
I understand the numbers, but can you tell me where that?
Oh, that's where it is.
If you go out,
okay,
Corowai.
Yeah, Corowai. Head south on the Green River Road. Once you cross the cattle guard, the road forks. You head down to
the
same deal.
Yeah.
New country for me, but I got an idea now.
Okay. When we take the tour, I'll take you out.
There you go. Okay. In the spring.
No. Next week.
No snow.
He wants you to walk like he had.
Yeah. No. I got it. Okay.
Any further discussion, gentlemen?
Like I said, I'm basing. So.
Okay.
No.
All right, no further discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Got some paperwork for us, Dan?
Yeah, and as far as I can tell, there's only spots for the chairman to sign, and I think a witness.
Clerk is a witness.
Dan, is there a copy for us?
I think I got to get the rest of it processed first, and then there'll be a copy for you.
So does that bring us up to speed and done with the project?
Yes, that's the final step right there.
Okay. That's what I like to hear.
Completed. And did they move the, there was some public access for, what, boat fishing something? Didn't we move that from one side of the bridge to the other?
It did get moved from one side of the bridge to the other, and I went down there and looked at it with the Game and Fish last year, and they were planning on doing something to make it a little more accessible, if not rent a little piece of property down there to go ahead and put that access on. Okay. To make it a little bit better for people to get in and out of the water there.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Ron, your turn.
Oh, we're right on time.
We are. How about that? How'd the surgery go?
Oh, the first one went okay. The second one is pending.
First one?
Yeah, I've got to cut the cast off so I can move my elbow before they can do my shoulder. Just one of them things.
Dang it.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I thought.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, this packet wasn't meant to overwhelm you. You've seen most of it. The reason that I handed them out today is because it's the packet that I did hand out to the two commissioners during our meeting the other day, and wanted everybody to have the same documentation in front of them.
Okay.
There's a couple of things about this that need to be addressed, I believe. Under the Sublet County portion of that, which is the top three, I believe you'll find a letter from Mary Crosby in Lincoln County. Would be the second. There you go. I invited her to the workshop that we had the other day, mostly to explain better what was going on than I could explain it. And she came and was delightful to have at the meeting. Bottom line is, they are requesting that we, as county, with commissioners involved, myself, her, and their commissioners, a couple, get together. They have been paying $40,000 a year to the town of LaBarge to compensate for their further delivery distance to one of their maintained landfills. Now, when everything changed and their rates went up, not only are we now seeing what we've always seen, which is 80% of their trash on the compactor trucks, we're seeing the additional 20% that's coming in their 20-yard roll-off container that's under contract for the town of LaBarge, and that is also coming to us. Point being, they feel like that paying the $40,000 to the town of LaBarge now is unjust. That line item has increased to $49,000, and they would like us to put a meeting together where they can, we can sign a MOU that they pay Sublet County the $49,000 a year to compensate us for the fact that we are taking Lincoln County trash, and that it is in fact subsidizing Lincoln County for not having to take it at full expense. And I think it's a great idea.
Okay. So are you looking for us to call a meeting, or are you, what are you looking for?
Well, I think that discussion, Tom, can we go ahead?
No, go ahead.
I think the discussion we had at that time is you guys are going to be meeting
Thursday
with CLG.
Oh.
And that you could formally or informally hash that out and see when might be a good meeting time. The suggestion was to have course, Ron, Mary Crosby, who's their director of waste management, along with a couple of the county commissioners and the mayor of LaBarge. And so I guess on Thursday with you guys going down to the meeting, that was the idea, was to throw that around and see if you could come up with a date agreeable to everyone.
Okay. Good.
So we'll throw. We'll deal with that on Thursday because I believe it's Mac and I are the only two. You going?
No.
Okay. So Mac, I'll touch base with him on Thursday when we're down there and see if we can't arrange a time to sit down with him and get through this.
Okay. That sounds like a good idea.
Do you guys want to, I guess, for my sake, do we want to do it as a group or do you want Doc and I to handle it?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Nice.
Absolutely. Really, there's no need for all five of us.
Do you like a motion to that effect?
Yeah, absolutely. Second. All in favor.
Okay. Yeah,
let me restate that.
Excellent.
Would you like Mac and Doc to handle that?
How do you like asking questions?
Too late. No, I think it's a great idea. Why don't you guys do it when your schedule jives?
Okay.
And, there's no sense all five of us getting together. And
we don't need to. One thing to keep in mind is whatever we come up with, we'll need reviewed by Matt.
Which was,
and
yes,
they'll
right.
probably want to do the same thing on back.
Right. She expressed there, that she would want to do that, and it is actually covered in that
is
letter.
It covered in
yes,
it
they'll
is.
Need okay. to do that, and then any decision we make will be in an open meeting.
It sounds like a win-win, except maybe with the exception of
Larry
LaBarge.
Well, Larry ain't going to like it.
Well, no. She was very informative, very involved in her research, and I think the point of contention that you may see from LaBarge, and she made this very clear to us, is that at no time in the past has Lincoln County owned LaBarge landfill.
Correct.
LaBarge has always owned it, and they may have contention otherwise. But Mary Crosby is a very knowledgeable person. She's reaching out to us, and I think it was helpful. It was an interesting meeting.
Okay.
The other keynote she pointed out was they're trying to reimburse us for the physical garbage we're taking.
Right.
LaBarge is not our problem. They're in Lincoln County. She said they would deal with LaBarge themselves.
As far as them being unhappy with the $49,000 loss to their budget,
that's between them and Lincoln
County. That's exactly right. That is exactly right.
So, all right.
Okay.
Well,
Mary Crosby is a very positive, but good thing Lincoln County's good to have
yes,
her on board.
Yes, absolutely.
She,
I've known her for years.
Gentlemen, she has been my ally from the day I stepped into what I didn't know how to do.
The day you stepped into what you stepped into.
There I guess.
Right.
All right.
Sounds good, Rob.
You asked us to come up with a resolve to the sorting issue for the C&D, which I do believe we have. The commissioners there and myself and Ryan came up with this. 90% of the people affected with this sorting issue are in fact Ryan's customers. Very little of what he does in this regard is in the oil field. The oil field has absolutely no qualm about a $75 sorting fee because that's still cheaper than what they're paying every place else. And that's according to every contractor that hauls out of the oil field. So we're good, we're golden.
Okay.
I would like to, and what Ryan and I came up with is we would like for me to provide some of our drawstring green garbage bags that we bale the garbage in to him and to any other contractor that this would apply to give to the person who rents the container so that they can put it in a dump, a barrel, or whatever container they want, and they have the option at that point to throw it in the green bag or the container.
And so the green bag is MSW?
The green bag is MSW.
So
we are going to put signs. Okay. I'm going to have, if you agree to this, then I'm going to have signs made that describe that as simply and as completely as is possible. And Ryan's opinion on this was, can we try this and see what kind of participation we get? And we should get 100% participation because what we are offering them is an option to save money.
Yeah.
And if they don't want to save the money, then the money's not important to them anyway.
Okay. How much does each bag cost us?
$4.23.
Okay.
Sounds like a win-win to me.
It does. I think it is.
Yeah.
Ryan, do you want to talk to this? Or?
That's an accurate description of it, and I agree that it'll provide the contractors that want to save the money the tool to do so.
Okay.
And if, like Ron mentioned, if they're not interested in doing it, then they don't care about saving the money.
Then they pay the extra fee. Okay.
I think it's a great solution.
Okay.
It prevents them from having to rent two containers.
Sure.
For a really small amount of MSW.
Sure.
So, and then Ron can get it out real easy. The grain bags are identifiable, so.
Perfect.
I think it's a great solution.
Okay, that sounds good. Those bags, when they come back in, will you be able to use them for the baler again or not? Or?
You know what, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll see what
they look
like.
See what kind of shape they're in when they get in.
They are very durable. They are drawstring. They are ideal for what we're doing because I can pick them up with the excavator to sort them out.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
You know, I'm not really so sure that I'm going to ask my guys to dump somebody else's garbage bag so we can reuse it.
Reuse it?
Okay. Yeah, I don't really think I want to do that.
You want to save $5, Allie?
I want to save $5 every chance I can, okay. But I don't want to do it that way.
All right. Well, I'm not going to come sort it, so.
Okay. I don't think we're going to go through that many bags.
Okay.
You know, we might be looking at 20 bags a year.
Well, that's easily done then. Yeah.
It'll save a ton of work.
Okay.
So.
All right. Let's give it a try.
Good. Sounds good.
Sounds like positive progress.
We have been involved recently in joint efforts with Jay to remove the snow that's piled in places that he can no longer push. And so we have dedicated two operators and loaders the other day to go clean up at the Senior Citizen Center, the piles that he couldn't move and pack them away for him. And when he called, he was wanting to get a dump truck, and ours are not DOT'd, so it wasn't available. When I made the offer to help him that way, it worked out better anyway. And my approach to that is I would like you to know that I've offered that as a combination effort, and we may not be able to be there at 5 o'clock in the morning, and we may, as a crew of two or three on certain days, have to take care of ours first, but there's never a time that we can't devote our loaders and a couple of people to actually moving piles of snow so that we can schedule that work done for them.
Cool. And I'm sure he's fine with that. I'm sure he's not asking for you to be there.
No, he's not. I'm asking you, I'm discussing this with you because I did it without discussion. I just did it.
That's fine. You did fine.
Okay.
Sounds good.
I would also like to sincerely thank the commissioners that were at the meeting the other day. I appreciate their time. I walked away from that with a very, very positive attitude and grateful for their time.
Cool.
Us as well. Thank you.
And that concludes what I need to do, gentlemen.
Excellent, Ron. Well,
thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Ron.
Keep up the good work, man. Good luck with your body parts.
Oh, it's all good.
Yeah.
You know, too many miles, not enough maintenance.
That happens. For sure, for certain. Ryan, did you have anything else?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm good.
Thanks a bunch.
Real quick, guys, before we get any further, I've got jump drives made for you guys.
Oh, yes.
And I know some of you had asked Butch
did
about
it. Did he give
it.
Us those jump
oh,
drives?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I don't remember. Did he do it?
Yes.
Mike, did you give us jump drives?
I think I did a long time
did
ago.
You? How long
have you
been?
Lost them, I've got some
okay,
others
yeah.
here.
Okay, yeah.
Well, just so you know.
We'll take them.
There, it's still a work in progress. We're fine-tuning some stuff, but
okay.
It's pretty complete, so. Some for you guys to look at or reference if you got questions.
Lots of excitement.
That's it.
If you got questions, give me a call.
Put it in, see if it works.
No.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Yeah.
When do we have a break?
No way, you can show me which end it goes.
Yeah, I'll look right in there. I can see it.
All right. Mary, do you have some business for us this morning?
Sure, I do.
Let's do some of that.
First of all, as just a follow-up to our trip to Cheyenne for legislature, I have the little books.
Thank you, Mary.
Mine's
way out of date.
See this?
And then I have new state directories. I don't know if you want them or not. I have enough for everybody if you'd like. However, all of this stuff is on the Secretary of State's website also.
I'd rather have a book, thank you.
Okay. So I'll, who wants books? Through again, do you want a book?
Please.
I'll go to the website.
You go to the website,
yeah.
Okay. I'll get you books during lunch.
Yeah, yeah, so,
anyway, these are no the books that we had before. We've been kind of stingy about doing this directory, about printing it. And I think the books we had before were maybe, your old ones are a couple of years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
more.
And with this, it's got all the legislative people in it. So it would be new with all of the new folks that got elected. So, anyway, I'll get you ones.
Governor, cabinet positions and phone numbers. There's everything is in there.
Yeah, it's got tons of stuff. So, first thing I have is some bonds. One for Keith Gingrey, who is the treasurer for the BOCES Region 5 Board. One for Robert Hammer, who is the school district number 9 treasurer. One for Kat Urbakite, who is the treasurer for the Sublette County Creditor Board. And for Tyler Burgeen, who is the treasurer for the Boulder Lake Ranch Road Improvement District. Then I have some abatements.
Any big ones?
Yeah, they're all big anymore.
Yeah.
I'll talk about that during the business. Running off House Bill 242.
Okay. While you're signing that, we got a letter from the Arts, Parks, and History Division of the State Historic Preservation Office, and we have received a National Register of Historic Places. We've had a nomination, and it's been approved for the Lander Road New Fork River Crossing.
Yep.
We've got that little park down there that we did. And stuff.
Down
off of Paradise. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So pretty cool.
Yeah.
Does that result or have any potential in bringing any grant money for doing anything with those kind of places or money?
I don't know. Doesn't say it. And oh, by the way, we're sending you millions. No, it's not on there. No deal.
Wishful thinking.
No deal. Then I have two MOUs that need to be signed. One is with the town of Marbleton for their fire protection, and one is with the town of Pinedale for their fire protection.
Okay, so do we need to renew these MOUs then?
Yeah, you better do a motion.
Yeah, we better do a motion then. These MOUs are with the town of Marbleton and with the town of Pinedale for fire protection. Mm. We just need to renew those, but we need to do that by motion.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
I'll second.
It has been moved and seconded that we enter into contract for fire protection services with the town of Marbleton and the town of Pinedale. The fee on that is $10. Check is attached.
Just raise it 50 cents.
Yeah. Any further discussion?
All part of unification of our fire effort.
Yeah. So it functions in the same manner as does law enforcement. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
So I have a comment about your jump drives that you just got from Mike.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I, right? So this project, Rio Verde did over last fall and spring. And what has happened is that we have extensive files on each county road. And in that file, it includes the easements for that road that were, and some of them are very old. We've got easements that were given a long time ago. But it has the easements, has anything that goes along with that road. If there was correspondence from any place, if there was any change, if we've issued crossings, any documents that go with that, that's all been scanned and digitized so that we have that available for use. We don't have those files available to the public only because we just haven't got it done yet, mm-hmm. is what that deal is. We're still working on some stuff, but we're getting ready to get to that point where we could have that available probably up with our GIS where all of the rest of our other stuff's at. So, but work in progress, as Mike said. And we just recently, I mean, with our deal with the Big Sandy Elkhorn Road,
mm-hmm.
we went back. We have not scanned the old maps. I have a file of old maps that were drawn by Kurt Feltner. Kurt Feltner was the first county surveyor, and then he became the first county, or not the first county clerk, but he was one of the early county clerks. And he made drawings of those roads, which put them on a map and located them. But they're without easements and that type of thing. And if you go back and read the old minutes, the only thing the commissioners did back in those old meetings were deal with roads, pretty much. There wasn't much of anything else that was their business. But it was really helpful in a case with that. We have a map, and we have an action in the minutes that showed that they did pass a resolution to adopt that road as a county road, which gives us RS-2477 consideration. So anyway, we haven't scanned those maps. Pretty big project to get that stuff done. I had some old boxes that I had some stuff in them from that came from Fremont County because the northern part of the county was part of Fremont County back in the day. So they've gone through and scanned some of that old stuff. And so anyway, we're still working. So
we're looking at getting more information than what's on these.
Yep.
When they get that.
There'll be more information. We also have information. I'm getting, there's stuff that's going on all the time. There's, we're issuing road crossings all the time. We've done some road work ourselves, and some of that stuff is not included in there because it's day-to-day stuff. Our maintenance of this project and of that information, we didn't know how we were going to do that because we didn't know how big it was going to be. It's not really very big. I might have a couple documents a month. I might go some months without anything at all. So we're feeling our way, but we have some more stuff that we'll add into that. So like I said, work in progress. Probably not ready for prime time yet, just yet. Right. It will be though.
Butch pointed out that some of the scans were, they missed part of the pages or something, they're going back and touching them.
Yeah. So, and that's it. We're mm-hmm. doing review to make sure our scans are good, make sure our,
this stuff
all that
will
stuff.
Be useful working with BLM and up and more service.
Oh, yeah.
Updating that travel management stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you can guarantee, and we found in the past, that some of that documentation disappears.
Oh, it's gone from the BLM
especially
files.
In the BLM files.
Yeah.
So if we've got it.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah. Well, and the other part of it is, too, is with digitizing records, it gives them a more permanent save because the paper doesn't hold up and the copies don't hold up. And these have been working files. So a lot of people in and out of them, that type of thing. We use them. So it's that whole record saving issue as well. But it's pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff. And kind of a lead in on that, next meeting, I have scheduled Rich Greenwood to come in and give you just a little for the new guys, but as well as an overview for you guys. We're going to go through GIS, nice, a little bit, great, on GIS program.
Would it be appropriate to invite a particular BLM GIS guy to that meeting? I think it would be informative to him.
Sure, I can do that.
I visited with him a little bit yesterday about Rich and our, but I don't know enough about it to say, here's what we have compared to what you're showing me on the screen. I think he would benefit from that.
Okay.
His name is Joel Klosterman.
Okay.
But I don't have his card with me, but I think it'd be good if he listened in to that. And I think we can improve BLM's capability on this stuff if they know what we have available.
Well, our GIS land ownership is current within 24 hours. Mm-hmm. That stuff is updated. If you come in and record a deed in my office this afternoon at midnight, that record will be updated. And so it's updated on the map. Our stuff is that current, and we have other stuff on there as far as we got all kinds of stuff. We've got election districts on there. We've got hunting areas. Zoning. We've got zoning on there.
Oh, that's awesome.
We've got a number of layers on our GIS that are really informative to the public, and not just the land ownership and the roads and that kind of stuff. So
one stop shopping.
It's pretty cool. Our stuff is really pretty cool. If you look at some of the other counties in the state, Rich does a lot of work for counties, so our programs are similar. If you pulled up Teton County, we cooperated with each other to get started with our GIS, the two of us. So we're the groundbreakers, but there's a number of other counties in the state that are doing the same thing that we are with him. And it's pretty cool.
We spend a lot of money on the quality of photos too.
Yeah, we've got a lot of aerials. Our most current aerials were 2015, but that's important also.
The historical gets better.
Yeah. And the historical significance of that, where you can look at what buildings were there, really helpful to the assessor's office for assessment. So yeah, it's cool.
Let's invite BLM, Forest Service, and Game and Fish, all three of them, and they can choose whether to come or not.
Okay, so that's that. And we have that. I have a couple of letters. One is from a little person from Big Piney. Interesting.
So, Mac, you can answer this one.
I've got my Crayola still, a Big Chief tablet.
Okay,
yes,
that's
I
good.
Can.
This one's yours. Just keep it at the end.
Yeah.
Then the second one I have is from a bigger little person. It's from one of our scholarship kids.
Oh, nice.
Oh, boy.
Yep. It's all
big,
yours.
Big.
It's all yours, Mac.
Thank you, Chairman Nelson. As a former coach, that's just right up your alley.
It'll be perfect. And former rec board member.
Yeah. Oh, he's got that too.
Oh, he does, yes. Then the last thing I have is we received a letter from the Department of Transportation out of Rock Springs, out of the regional office, about speed limit study results on 191 and Pine Street West.
Oh, okay. We were talking about this morning, as a matter of fact, at breakfast.
Oh.
Yeah, and it came to the mayor and to you.
Yeah, okay.
I think we need to respond.
The gist of it is that they've decided they would drop it from 45 to 40.
West of town.
What's that? Yeah.
West of
town. Yeah. So that was the information that we got. Okay.
What was that from YDOT?
Yeah.
Who was Hunter Fisher?
Caleb was talking about.
You'll know when it's over.
Yeah. You like that?
This is on the speed limit it's down. Well, it's
gone. That's what I understand.
Yeah. I'm thinking of the grandmother. Okay.
Mary, is that the speed limit then just
trying to gather this in.
West of town?
It's really good.
I mean, just heading.
I think it is just west of town.
Caleb was talking about that in front of the BLM and all that.
Yeah, the school.
School and all that. So.
Well, they got jewelry.
This is a study.
Yeah, so how do we want to respond to
that? I don't think we should do anything, do we?
I don't think so either.
Okay.
You have the opportunity to respond if you're probably having a big heart attack about it, but I don't know.
No,
there's a bill, and I don't know what happened to it, in the legislature that would, I guess you could say, would formalize the process of providing for the county commissioners to request YDOT change speed limits on state highways, where right now, I guess, they do it anyway, but anybody does it. But this would formally trigger a reaction from YDOT. And I don't know if it made it through. I don't know what happened to it.
At least it would trigger some type of a response from
YDOT. It would trigger a response. So the process then would be, if citizens have concerns, they come to the county. The county contacts YDOT and asks them to look into it.
Can petition YDOT.
They would have to look into it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty minor.
Anything else, sir? Mary?
Last thing that I have on my list is that the second meeting of the month breakfast, which has always been the industry breakfast, sounds like I had someone from industry call me last week wanting to know if we were doing breakfast or what we had, you know, what everybody had decided. Are we on?
What I suggested to Mary, let's schedule it for the next meeting, get the email out to everybody and see what turnout we get, and then we can get some feedback. Do they want to do it every month? Do they want to do it every other month?
See if it's beneficial.
It really worked out good this morning.
You know, there were 17 people there this morning.
Okay.
I learned a bunch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't we do that for our next meeting then?
So I'll schedule it. Remember, we moved our meeting to Thursday the 16th, so we're going to be off schedule, off kilter a little bit for these guys.
Yeah.
But I'll go ahead and start that second one and tell them that we will in March be back to our regular schedule.
And I guess first see if they're available for that day.
Yeah.
I think there was some increased interest and enthusiasm that was expressed in the meeting we had in Cheyenne.
Dunbury was interested.
Yep.
DeSoro seems to be interested.
So, and that's it. You guys talked to some of those folks.
I gave you that contact.
Yeah.
I know MPL, Jonah Energy, they got things that they want to play us on.
Dunbury has something they want to talk to us about, too. But
so I think we need to do it.
Then the last thing that I have is that at the last meeting, we talked about moving so in April, when we made our schedule, we moved the April 4th meeting to the 11th because of spring break.
Mm-hmm. That was me.
And then Tom came back and said that doesn't matter. Something else has come up.
I had to.
And
you got to do something else. You ain't going
to
be
there. I got to go to Houston that day instead.
So on the 11th?
Yes.
So do we want to move that first April meeting back to the 4th? Like we normally would be.
I would recommend that.
Okay.
So I'm good with that.
The 4th of April.
Right, as opposed to the 11th. Okay.
The other one.
I'd have it down as the 4th anyway, and then I crossed out the 11th.
Well, we talked about it at the last. We talked about it at the last meeting.
I'm up to it. Okay.
But just to make sure.
The 18th is the second one, right?
I think so.
Let's clarify that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes. So we'll be the 4th and the 18th for April, just as normal
back
schedule.
Back to normal.
Okay.
So with that change, unless something changes, I won't be here the 18th.
And for our next meeting on the 16th, which was a Thursday, were you going out of town on the 17th on Fridays? Was somebody going to be gone that Friday? Is there a reason we didn't do the Friday instead?
No.
We got it
Thursday. Friday the 17th is the fourth collaborative all day.
Yeah, the Friday's busy. Yeah,
plus a WPLI conference call. So
that's why we did that.
All things going on that day.
Okay.
And the 15th is the Rock Springs.
Okay, very good.
I'm not available the 15th. I was good for the 14th, but I don't know what. Well, that wasn't.
It was just a week later.
Yeah.
It's just a week just off anyway.
Okay, that's all I
so
have.
So we're set for the
16th. Thursday. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good.
Oh, the next one was a trial.
Yeah,
on
the next week.
Yeah, the 21st is a trial.
Does anybody need a break before we forge on?
Yeah, let's take a quick one.
Okay, I'm going to take a 5-minute break, Stephanie, and then we'll be ready.